This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Jones is right there, ready to take the jump.
If he does it in live action, what he does in practice, then our competition is answered.
I think we're going to see Mac Jones take over.
It's the Patriots getting to see Mac Jones by himself without Cam Newton being there.
I've been waiting a long time to say this. It is Barton Hahn. No, really, we mean it this time. It actually is Bart.
Featuring.
Alan Hahn. Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We certainly want you to be part of it as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, at Bart and Hahn on Twitter as well. What's up, man?
Did you miss me?
Did you?
Absolutely, man. Welcome back. Me? Welcome back home. Welcome back, damn it.
Yeah, you got to cue a little Skylar Gray for me on this, but
listen, I changed the furniture around a little bit, but it's okay.
No. I missed the place. Thank you to Chris Carlin for all his work and the fact that he has sat in the studio with you more than I have. But we are back to normal. We are back together. And as Greeny would say, back in better than ever. But you are not allowed to touch the thermostat.
You can't be coming there. Listen, we had house rules while you were going. You can't be coming back one and just start turning stuff back.
Why not?
65 degrees, man. That is way too damn cold. Here, what am I, a piece of meat? Are you drying salami? What the hell are you doing here? You curing meat?
It's actually at 64 right now, and it feels so good, especially on a day like this. It's kind of muggy out there in New York City.
But it need to be cold here because I'm hot about a lot of stuff that you
want to talk
about.
Oh, my God, are you?
That's
the show before the show, as always, as I was telling Bart, save it for the show. We want you to power your big ideas during Dell's Labor Day event. Can you believe it's Labor Day coming up already, man? Labor Day event. By taking advantage of limited quantity deals, save up to $300 on select Dell XPS computers and Alienware systems powered by Intel Core processors, and all with free shipping. Just call 800 by Dell. That's 800 by Dell. And as we mentioned, we want you to be part of the Barton Hahn Nation on Dr. Pepper, the Dr. Pepper call-in line, ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, Bart Scott.
Mm.
And so are the fans. We'll talk about fans a little bit later on. Return to glory with Fans Bill by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, we will talk about fans and what they can and can't do, what athletes should and shouldn't do, and a major controversy that is brewing in New York, but around sports, I think it will echo because of the topic. It is less a New York story and more a sports story, especially in today's times. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but first, Bart, preseason is over.
Yes.
And not everybody survived it.
It's a sad day today.
Why?
For a lot of guys.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of guys are getting that knock on the door.
Uh-huh.
A lot of guys are saying, hey, man.
The Reaper.
It's been great. You know, they had great, the last preseason game of the preseason season. They had great games. They feel good about themselves. Like, hey, I was able to show what I can do. But a lot of them dream is not going to be ended, but it's going to be postponed. And it's not going to be with the team that they thought they were going to be with.
Yep.
And they'll be moving on. It's a sad day, right? You talk about 90 people coming to camp, about roughly around 53. And now, but also exciting for a lot of general managers here. Because now you get the bargain discount shop. Because now everybody that's going to get cut isn't a bum. They can play, they just can't play for you. But they may be able to play for another team and really be able to contribute as you have that second free agent market that's about to hit. As you see, the Jets have already been active in bringing in Shaq Lawson. You know, guys are going to have that secondary market where you can maybe not get a great player, but you can get a good player.
And if you're a team like Baltimore, you suddenly are in the market for some depth in the backfield after the injury to J.K. Dobbins. So, you know, and you saw the Rams had to make a move. They made an aggressive move after they had some injuries in their backfield. So, yeah, contenders are going to start now trying to bargain shop as well and see who's on the scrap heap. But that's only part of the story. As preseason's over, Bart, we're finally going to now get some answers when it comes to QB1s all around the league. It's amazing. 32 teams, 32 quarterback stories. I really believe this offseason has been that. Yeah. It's been 32 teams, 32 quarterback stories, one way or another, whether it's a competition or it's how much miles are left in this guy, or are they really believing in this guy, whether it's Jalen Hurts or Tua, or whether it's, you know, Ben Roethlisberger and Matty Ice.
The bridge quarterback as well.
And then there's the bridge quarterback story. No, all that. And then the five rookies this year as well, all of them making a push to play. We saw something interesting out of the 49ers over the weekend, didn't we? For the first look at Trey Lance being part of the rotation, not the starter, but part of the rotation. First look at that. We'll see what they do there. But I have a feeling Kyle Shanahan wanted to see what it looked like live.
Little gamesmanship. It is no way in the world that you can go in and have your quarterback alternate drives or sometimes change and be interchangeable. We've seen that happen with Tebow. We've seen that happen with guys with the Wildcat and going to Wildcat.
That's Taysom Hill really well, though, in New Orleans.
Well, we saw it with Taysom Hill and Drew Brees, but it throws off the rhythm. Any quarterback will tell you, it throws off the rhythm. How are you going to let me go first down, second down, unless it's a run.
Yeah.
Or unless it's some type of gadget, but that goes old a little bit. Any quarterback can tell you, I need to be in a rhythm. I need to understand because I'm setting guys up. I'm starting to learn their tendencies, and you take me out, and the new quarterback comes in, he doesn't have that point of view.
Okay.
So I think this is Kyle Shanahan. Really, the preseason is about putting things on film to really, really confuse your opening day opponent. That's what it's all about, right? So now, whoever's the opening day opponent is looking at San Francisco like, oh, my God, I got to prepare for Colin Kaepernick and Alex Smith at the same time, right? I have to prepare for a read option guy that's going to come in. So now I have to have extra practice time to worry about if Trey Lance gets in, what that package looks like, and then what's the audibles to that, what are his strengths and what is his weaknesses. Then I have to worry about Jimmy G coming in, what his strengths and what his weaknesses is, maybe in the same drive. So we got to have some automatics. We got to have a wristband so that if they hurry up and change out, if one play, you know, all of a sudden Jimmy G runs out and Trey Lance comes in, now I got to look at my audibles.
Just because I had to?
Yeah.
You know who the Niners are opening up against, right?
No, who?
D'Etoile Lyon.
Oh, but,
yeah.
Well, that's a pre. Who knew that San Francisco had four preseason games?
Oh, man.
So their season don't officially start to week two.
But that quarterback situation is one that's interesting, of course. But a really big story brewing, of course, throughout the preseason that we continue to wait to hear, and this is Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless, is your favorite quarterback, Mac
Jones.
Did you forget?
No, back then didn't want me. Now he hot all on me. I don't know. Listen, come on, man.
The way he played in the preseason.
Come on,
that
man.
Conversation won't go away.
Say that
Cam
again.
Cam Newton played well.
Say that again.
Say what again?
The way he played in the what?
Preseason.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, it's led to this. This is what it's led to. And again, Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Bill Belichick all along has said, Cam's our starter. Cam's our starter. Josh McDaniels, Cam's our starter. Hey, Cam. Has Bill told you you're the starter? He hasn't said anything to me. You know he'll tell you when he's ready to tell you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the preseason's over.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Bill. So are you ready now to name a starting quarterback?
Do you feel like you need to make a decision soon because the style of the two players is fairly different?
I feel like whatever we do in the next couple days, like every day, is... should be what's best for our football team, and that's what we're going to try to do.
That's a non-answer, of course. The best for our football team, I believe, is a bit of like, that's some breadcrumbs right there. That's some breadcrumbs, Bart. Am I crazy to think that they might feel, you know what Greeny just said on his show? Mac Jones looks like Tom Brady. Others have said this. Rob Ninkovich has said the same thing. It's the way they want to play versus Cam,
which is
a different way to play. If Mac Jones gives you the ability to play the way you want to play, it feels like they really are going back and forth on this decision.
I don't think so at all.
No,
this is
okay.
Listen, all these people, Rob Ninkovich, I know he went to practice. I know his
they're on the
code,
field, man.
I know his security code still works. But there's no way in hell that you go with Mac Jones. It would be dumb to go with Mac Jones. You have Cam Newton, a very capable quarterback that didn't disqualify himself for being a starting quarterback during the preseason. You have to understand, Mac Jones may look like Tom Brady, but remember what Tom Brady did. He went on TB12 because he didn't want to look like that. Mm-hmm. That's not a good thing that he looked like Tom Brady when you talk about that porous, cellulite-built body. He's going to have to commit to being – listen, he looks like Luka Doncic. Stop it. We always make fun of Luka and the soft tissue.
How's it working out for Luka Doncic, though?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the soft tissue injuries.
$200 million.
The soft tissue injuries, right? You got Cam Newton. You got this rental that has a great engine in it that can do things that the other car that you have, your little Dodge Caravan back at the house, is built for comfort and security. But you still have this reckless rental car that you can crash and hit, and it don't matter because guess what? You're turning it in at the end of the year. So why wouldn't you squeeze every bit of juice out of Cam Newton that you have, right? Understand that you're going into – your first game, it isn't a given that they're going to beat the Miami Dolphins, especially if they mess around and pull that deal off before for Deshaun Watson. Then it's really going to get real in that division. Whoa. You talk about Deshaun Watson comes to that division, you can say, okay, I knew that the Buffalo Bills were there, but I would put Miami Dolphins as the leader to win the division. And I don't care if Deshaun Watson hadn't even figured out the offense. They can run two plays. Hey, go to the sticks, go to the Dodge pickup and turn around and I'm going to hit you in the stomach. And I would say, hey, they would win. But back to the original point. Listen, all these people that are glowing about Trey Lance, all these people that are talking about Justin Fields, pump your damn brakes. Let me tell you what, listen, nobody cared about the damn preseason. No coordinators are throwing anything in the preseason. They're trying certain things out. But I'll tell you what you don't know is these next 2 weeks, they will be so laser focused on the opponent. I'm telling you guys, tie in. It is different levels and it is different speeds to the preseason, to the regular season, to the playoffs, to the Super Bowl. And listen, why would you wear out a kid early on and mess with his confidence? They open with Miami. That's not a cakewalk. Okay, they got the Jets. Okay, so they might say, okay, well, he can play against the Jets. They should be in favorite against the Jets. Yeah, that's cool. But then he got New Orleans. And if Jameis plays the way he's been playing, with that defense, you want to put a young quarterback underneath that type of duress? I would probably say not. Oh, in week four, guess who's coming to town? Terrific time is coming. You much rather have Cam Newton start that game so he can handle the emotions of what it means for Tom Brady to come back to that building. And then if Cam struggles, you can put the young kid in. He looks like the hero, not the dog.
Because if he gets in against Tampa, he throws two picks, he gets sacked. Why do it there? I don't know, man.
Mac Jones.
I'm with you the whole way, yes. Bart. And I'm sorry, because we got to get to something else you're very passionate about. And we have plenty of time to get back into this conversation. But I also feel like this should have been settled weeks ago, and it wasn't. And they left it festive.
But Cam was in protocol.
And the door was left open.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Let's get back to it. Of course, we'll get back to that and more, because there's more to pick apart from that preseason game, including the other Jones in the game. Daniel Jones, what he looked like in that offensive line as well. Are there problems already for Big Blue to discuss? We will certainly get back to that.
I hope New
York is listening, man. 888-729-3776. But, I mean, Bart, seriously. Bart and Harm, by the way, yes, we are back together. Alan Harm, Bart Scott, coming to you live from Seaport District at Pier 17. Brought to you by Chase. Yes. Now, with that in mind, story also brewing in New York. Is the Mets are struggling. And I had John Winthrop look this up because I had to know. Like, you know when a franchise reaches a point where something happens, where everything's going great, and you decide to do something, and it's like, is this the right move? Should we not do this? There's controversy about it. Maybe we just shouldn't do it. Don't mess with things. When things are going well, don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Well, Mets decided, let's bring back the black jerseys. Mm. Some fans love it. Some fans hate it.
Black isn't in their color spectrum.
Well, let's bring it back. They bring it back. July 30th was the date it debuted. Do you know what the Mets' record is since then?
Humor me.
9-20.
But listen.
No. No, you don't do this. You don't. Things were going so well. There were 7 games over .500, and they were fine. They were in first place in their division, and you do something like that. You open up Pandora's box. You go, you know what? Things are going so well right now. Let's go ahead and reintroduce a jersey that you know some fans like, some fans don't. And maybe, just maybe, it's the curse of the black jerseys. Just maybe. I'm just throwing it out there. But never mind that. What's getting worse, of course, is the relationship between the fan base and the team. To a point now where Javi Baez, who was felt to be a terrific pickup, right? A fantastic pickup. He has had it with fans. He has had it with the reaction from Met fans booing the team. For losing, for basically losing, not only being in first place in the division, but all the good feelings that they had built up throughout the year. To a point now where he did. Now, you remember the thumbs down thing that was
Todd Frazier.
Yeah, that was a fun thing, but now it's become for him not so fun. As he, after hitting a home run, don't cheer me.
Exactly. Don't Mike Jones me.
Yeah.
Don't Mike Jones me. Back then, didn't want me. Now I'm hot. You all on me. Don't do that.
I'm telling you. So with that in mind, here's Javi Baez on why he gave the fans the thumbs down.
Yep. What does the thumbs down celebration after a big hit mean?
This is the booze that we get. You know, we're not machines. We're gonna struggle. You know, we're gonna we're gonna struggle 7 times out of 10, and you know, it just feels bad when we strike out, when I strike out and I get booed. You know, it doesn't really get to me, but like I want to let them know that when we success, we're gonna do the same thing to let them know how it feels, you know, because if we win together, then we gotta lose together, you know, and the fans are really big part of it. So in my case, they gotta be better, you know. I play for the fans and I love the fans, but you know, if they're gonna do that, they just putting more pressures on the team, and that's not what we want.
All right, before you, because I can just see the smoke coming out of your ears right now, let me just read this. So the Mets then put out a statement about this from Sandy Alderson, the president of the team. And he said, just explaining the Baez thing, and he said the comments by Javi Baez about that and any gestures by him or other players with similar intent are totally unacceptable and will not be tolerated. He said Mets fans are understandably frustrated over the team's recent performance. The players in the organization are equally frustrated, but fans at Citi Field have every right to express their own disappointment. Booing is every fan's right. This is the team statement saying this.
Yeah.
The Mets will not tolerate any player gesture that is unprofessional in its meaning or is directed in a negative way toward our fans. He also goes on to say he'll be in a meeting with the players and staff to convey this message directly. And he adds, Met fans are loyal, certainly are, passionate, knowledgeable, and more than willing to express themselves. We love them for every one of these qualities. And the reason why I brought up the black jerseys was because Steve Cohen, the mm-hmm. new owner, who of course himself tweeted some frustration with the players, remember hitting that right?
Yeah, the ultimate fan.
Yes, he tweeted this: "I miss the days when the biggest controversy was the black jerseys." Mm-hmm. 9-20 since then. All right, so the team says players should not direct any negativity towards fans.
Yeah,
and that the fans have every right to boo all they want. Javi Baez is saying, "If you're not with me when I'm not doing well, I don't want you with me when we are doing well. You got to ride or die with us." How do you feel about it as a former professional athlete?
I couldn't have said it better myself, right? And you think about it, right? Like you want to, like you can't be down with me when it's convenient for you, right? You can't come get on this bandwagon when everybody else is jumping on, then jump off or boo me, right? Just like you have the right to boo me, I got the right to boo you. Because guess what? You being a fair-weather fan, those same people that burnt LeBron jerseys mm-hmm. want to come back and be down when we come back. No. You burnt my jersey. Stay over there. You're not a fan of me. It's okay. Right? And I understand, like, I'm here and I got a job to do. But what purpose does it serve for you to boo me? You know what you're doing? You're helping the other people in the other dugout to feel good. Let's keep them booing. Let's go in. You're giving them energy. Right? And you're taking energy from me. So just like you boo me, boo you. He ain't booing everybody there, right? He's booing the ones that booed him. So he has every right. And listen, Sandy Alderson, he has a job to do. And his job is to sell PSLs and sell boxes. So he don't want to piss off the fans because he wants to be able to sell tickets. But Baez is saying, you know what? This team busts his ass. We work hard. We ain't out here trying to lose. And first of all, I just got here. What the hell you booing me for, right? So boo me, boo you. And when we go here and you put your hands out, want to high five me, I don't want no high five from you because you a sucker.
Wow.
It tripped me out. I've had this before, right? Because when I got here with the Jets, they were booing us and we were winning. We were winning at halftime and they're booing us on the way out for Mark Sanchez. What do you think that's doing over there to the other team?
So
you booing him, you booing me. That don't help nobody. Like, what are you talking about? So when I came here, mm-hmm. it was same old Jets. Well, listen, I just got here, so I don't know nothing about that. All I know, wherever I've gone, wherever I played, I won. So don't be projecting your scar tissue on me because I ain't did nothing yet. Let's wait till this thing is over with. You want to boo the team? Boo the team after the season when they don't go to the postseason. But right now, you're being counterproductive, right? Because how is home field if I'm getting booed?
That was Straight Talk, right by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Let's get a call on this. 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mike is in Kentucky on this. Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, Bart always changes my mind, man. Good grief. I was calling in to say I was good with the way it went on both sides between the fans and the players. Of course, I'm an Atlanta fan, Braves fan, so I don't care for either one of those teams but in New York. But I worry about him being
Yeah, Mike, this
bit
is not
thin.
A New York story, right? This is a fan athlete kind of story.
Well,
and you heard from Bart's situation. I personally think an athlete should be able to say what he wants just as much as a fan should be able to say what he wants. It should just be that's the relationship you have.
I do feel that, but what if we turn into Malice in the Palace? He seemed a little thin skinned. I agree with him.
Oh, he is.
He seemed, you know, what if a guy comes by and says something about his whatever and he's off in the stands if the booing's bothering him that easy?
See, but
and one more point,
go ahead,
I'm going to get off here.
Yep.
You guys are the greatest show on the radio. Mondays when I'm having a bad day, I come out and listen to y'all's opening song. I go back in ready to kick some rear end.
Love
awesome
it, Mike.
Job. Love the show. Be safe, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
See, but this is the thing, right? We always talk about the greatness of Tom Brady, right? He took every slight. Every slight ever against him is motivation. Why can't I take a fan booing me and hit a home run and say, screw me, no, screw you, right? Because I did that for the fans that are
Crazy. Down
to die with me, right? I did it for the fans that are down for me. So I'm booing you, but I just hit a home run, and I did it because I used that negativity that you put out here as motivation and fuel. But we give Tom Brady the credit for knowing every quarterback that was picked after him. Right? We talked about Porzingis, how he got booed and he had never even played for the Knicks yet. Got booed, right? So don't come back and boo me if I'm Donovan McNabb. You booed me on the day I got drafted and I never played for you and I became your all-time leading quarterback.
Oh my God, there's so
always,
much on this.
I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna remember
that. You know
that.
What? This is why
don't
we have to
get back together. Don't buy my jersey 9. Ask me to sign it.
That's ridiculous. That's insane. Insane to say something like that. Oh, you weren't a fan before, so you're not allowed on the bandwagon now?
No, hell
I
no.
Won you over.
No.
I won you
no.
over, and now you're on my side.
No, you never gave me a chance. So you judge me, so I'm prejudging you. Don't be some fair weather fan. Don't be down with me. Listen, I love the
I'm
fans.
I'm demanding excellence out of you. That's what I'm demanding. I'm demanding excellence out of you.
Do you think I'm not demanding excellence out of myself? And I'm demanding excellence out of you too.
What am
I'm
I
telling
to do?
You. I'm telling you.
Sit like this.
I'm telling
that's
you.
All right.
No, you can boo me, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But you don't boo the whole squad.
But you were in first place. We were having a great season. Then it all went
if
to
I'm
crap.
I'm biased.
And I wasn't
here.
Just be like, all right,
oh,
boys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. Arguably the greatest.
Javi,
sorry.
Good job.
Sorry.
Buddy.
Arguably the greatest
try
pitcher.
Harder.
Obviously, the greatest pitcher of all time, potentially, is gone. I'm sorry if we not winning because we don't have the best player in baseball playing.
Now,
I'm sorry.
One,
I apologize.
One guy makes a difference now in baseball.
He makes a difference every 4 days.
Meanwhile, 13 wins followed by 2 losses. Which one do we believe more out of this team? And I can make a comparison to something we saw last year in the NFL that reminds me of it. We will discuss the volume of the show. Let you know. Yes, we are back. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus.
As a fan, this is amazing. This
no, it
is the
is.
Time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man.
This is real.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Ryan McGee, and I'm ready.
This is Keyshawn Johnson. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are ready.
This is Field Yates. The Boston College Eagles are ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
Got that Donda out. That Donda's out, baby.
I'm feeling good just being back home with you, Bart. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Get you your calls. Very passionate ones on this whole fiasco.
I'm here for all
with
the
Mets and Javi Baez saying, don't boo me now and don't boo me when I'm doing well and all that other crap. And what the right that an athlete has versus what a fan has and that interaction, those calls. Also, on what a winning streak actually means in the midst of a season. But first, this from Bart.
Yeah, man, I'm here for all the smoke. But before you come with the smoke, let me tell you guys, download the DraftKings app and use promo code Bart to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit. Required eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Now bring the smoke.
Come on, let's do it. First and foremost, though, I've got to discuss something. This is today's a day for doing, and the A's got it done the last two games against the Yankees. They get the two wins. The Yankees were the hottest team in baseball, won 13 in a row, mm-hmm. and moved themselves right into wild card, right in the top of the wild card.
Oh, they were getting booed too, right?
It helped. They were. Okay. It helped that the Red Sox certainly have fallen apart as well, which, of course, no one's feeling sorry for them. But they win 13 in a row, and the whole while they're doing it, it's like, oh, the Yankees back. You know, they mm-hmm. I think they got within four of the division lead.
Yep,
of Tampa.
The Rays, yep.
And I'll just say this, and I'll leave it at that. The Yankees, that Yankees 13-game winning streak felt like when the Steelers were 11-0 last year. Fugazi. Like, yeah. I looked at it like, I'm not buying. I'm still not buying. It's nice. It was enjoyable. As a Yankee fan, I was happy. All right, good. So now I'm not worried about you not make the playoffs, but I'm not buying. And so losing, you knew they were going to lose. They had to lose eventually. Nobody's going to finish the rest of the season undefeated. But I just kept looking at it like, do I think they're as good as the Giants and the Dodgers?
It's not real. It's not real.
Thank you.
It is not real.
And by the way, beat the Rays, please. Yeah. Do me a favor. Beat the Rays. I might believe in you then.
It's not real, right? Because they're still deficient, right? Where they may have cleaned up and now they're hitting and all the bats are hot. Voight's coming off the bench. He's still good. But what happens is what scares you in these tight games that they're winning, Chapman has looked so shaky. They have no – You have no closer.
And if you don't have a closer in the playoffs – you got nothing. I'm worried about – I still worried, but obviously it was good to see them get back on track. And, of course, for baseball, you definitely want to have the Yankees at part of the postseason. Looks like they will at least hold on for that. But I'm just saying, if you're telling me that all of a sudden you're going to anoint them, well, you know, the last couple of times they've had these 10 or more winning streaks, they'll go to the World Series. I still don't feel it's going to happen this year, but I'm just happy at least that they don't suck anymore and that they're not the worst team in New York anymore.
Can I get a tight shot?
Either. Right, let me say – but.
If you want to crown their ass, then crown their ass. Yeah. But the Yankees are who we thought they were.
I hope not. It's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How do is get more done? Let's go to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to, we go to Lloyd in North Carolina. Lloyd?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are we doing?
I agree with Bart. I hate fans. They make me sick all the time. They think they can do what they want to do, say what they want to. They're the same ones that go to these basketball fans and degrade the basketball players. They don't have a right to do that.
They spit on Trae Young. Like, man, what the hell are we talking
about?
Well,
that's a different story altogether. Okay. Well, that's an opposing fan wanting to get under an opposing player's skin. Okay. This is your own fans are booing you, and then you send it right back with the thumbs down when you do something good. It's such a – what a relationship this is.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mets fans and their team.
I tell you, man, listen, I've lost family members because they didn't believe in me. Listen, don't come back either. No money for you, right? What is it? No soup for you? Seinfeld, no soup for you? No money for any family member that didn't believe in me.
Let's go to Tim in Kansas City on this. Tim.
Hey, guys.
How are we doing?
I completely disagree. As a fan, if I go out there, I've got the right to boo, to cheer, to do whatever I want. If you're a player and you don't want to listen to it, tune me out.
This is
a prime example.
Why the hell
do
you get
right? Cornhusker. I'm a Nebraska Cornhusker fan. And on Saturday, Nebraska, we are a more talented team than Illinois. But you know what? We got beat. I don't care for Scott Frost. I was booing Scott Frost from the get-go of
great
the game.
Great job. Good,
I was
good for
the
you.
Quarterback
good
from
for
the
you.
Game.
Good
I was booing
you.
The thing of the game.
Good
it's just
for
the
you.
Way it is, Bart. You know what? If you don't like it, Bart, tune it out. Grow up. Put your big boy pants on. We're here to make money, right?
Oh.
It's a business.
I put my big pants on, but you can't put your big boy pants on. Just like you have a right, I have a right to boo you back too and tell you you suck as a fan, tell you that you're horrible, tell you that you don't deserve to put on a jersey. I can say something. How can you have rights, but I don't have rights? Well, what are you talking about? Boo me, boo you. You put your big boy pants on and take it. Because you decided to love this team.
I love it, man.
I'm part of this team. So love the team and love me, too. And if you don't love me, too, then forget you.
Man, it's the relationship, though. It's the relationship between a fan base and a team.
This dude just told me he had a right to boo. Correct. He does.
You're a
right?
fan.
It's America. Whoa. He can do whatever the hell he want to do.
You love
right?
your team. You have passion for your team. I'm ride or die with my team. But when you aren't making me happy, I'm going to let you know about it. That's
okay.
what being a fan
okay.
is.
And when you boo me, I'm not happy, and I'm going to boo you back. Guess what? I'm better at my job than you are as a fan because your chili sucks at the tailgate. How about that, Steve?
No soup for you.
Oh, my God. That like,
how the hell are you going to tell me to put my big boy pants on, but you can't handle well, me saying, giving you a thumbs down?
You're going to tell me that Baez doesn't sound a little thin-skinned?
No.
Hey, you got traded to New York and you already can't handle the heat?
Baez don't care. He's speaking up for his teammates. Baez isn't the reason why they're losing. Baez may strike out a lot, but he's won them some games.
All right.
So Baez is speaking out for his team the same way I was speaking up for Mark Sanchez when you're booing the kid and he's your starting quarterback. You're infusing energy into the opposing team because you're giving them energy. Oh, see, they're booing him. Let's go. And we were winning.
It is frustrating.
How dumb you got to be to boo your team and they winning?
The Mets are because they're not. Well, that's different. What your situation is. This, much different. Fans love this team. They thought they had it turned around, and they just are having a brutal August. And now it looks like they're going to miss the playoffs after looking like they were going to win the division.
Caught no DeGrom.
Incredible. One guy. Well, maybe.
Yeah, with the guy.
Well, we shall see. But that is a story again. It's not just
Let's just take Garrett Cole off the Yankees and let's see what they'll be having this run that they've had.
Maybe.
Bullpen to be dead.
Speaking of the Yankees, Sunday Night Baseball recap brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. Get ready for the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G on 2. And the Z Fold 3 5G. Pre-order now at Samsung.com. It is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Coming up in the NFL, a major injury, which could have big impact on one of the toughest divisions in the league. We will discuss after Bart has this from DoorDash.
Bart here. DoorDash here with the Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivered fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass and the DoorDash app, and stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply. Woosah.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. What are you doing? Clean it up, man.
This is easy, man.
No, you space over here. People can see us on ESPN Plus.
Woman,
you know.
So heartless. Get that Donda.
888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Want to continue with your calls in the Bart and Hahn Nation Dr. Pepper call-in. And Bart, you had a line before that, when you're talking about, you're either with me or not, you love making Rocky references.
No doubt.
You remember when Adrian said to Rocky, you can't win?
Yeah, like I said, and I would have divorced her ass right there. Say, you ain't going to win.
Yo, Adrian.
You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, Adrian want to be in the ring. You want to be celebrating.
And you're like, face palm?
Yeah, no, I ain't even going to face palm. She ain't even worth being face palm. I'm going to tell her, Mick, get her up out of here. Well, Mick was dead by then. Paulie, get her up out of here.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
That's your sister.
I don't know you anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know you.
Exactly.
No, I don't know her.
Yeah, the woman I know would have never told me I couldn't win.
Yo, Adrian, I did it. You didn't believe.
Yeah, so kick rocks.
Yo, Adrian. Oh, my God, man.
I definitely would have divorced
Adrian.
That's
what I love about you.
I would have divorced Adrian before I went to Russia.
Much.
We'll continue with your calls, but some injury news in the NFL, as we've had some injuries around the league that, you heard about them, you're going, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, former team of yours, Baltimore Ravens, J.K. Dobbins, out for the season, according to Adam Schefter, with a torn ACL. So you had, obviously, Lamar Jackson, who's a weapon unto himself, mm-hmm. and then you add Dobbins to that attack that they would give you, those dimensions that they would give you, and he's out now. In a division that we know, that's a tough division, man. I mean, the Steelers feel like, or trying to at least let us know with Big Ben back, that they could be a contender again. the Browns are telling everybody we're ready for it this year, and their defense looks pretty scary, and Baker looked pretty good in his, you know, the short stint we saw of him in the preseason. Is this a huge injury for the Ravens, Bart? Well, let's first listen, and I want you to react to this. Jameson Hensley, who covers the Ravens for us, ESPN, Ravens reporter. Yes, of course you do. This is what he had to say about the impact of the Dobbins injury. And I will hit it now.
The loss of J.K. Dobbins means the Ravens are without one of the most dynamic young backs in the game. But don't expect Baltimore's running game to take a major step backward. The Ravens' run scheme has a track record of producing highly efficient running backs, and Baltimore has a more than capable replacement. Gus Edwards, who takes over for Dobbins, is a no-nonsense, straight-ahead runner. He's one of two players in NFL history to gain over 700 yards and average over 5 yards per carry in his first three seasons. So the loss of Dobbins hurts the Ravens. It just doesn't devastate them.
You agree with that, Bart? It hurts to lose him, but it's not devastating to the Ravens?
There's no panic in Baltimore.
Why?
They won't panic. They've endured everything. This team is built to win. It's a culture, right? And they're going to come in. They're going to embrace it. And you heard him say, right, 5 yards of carry. That's what Gus Edwards does. And they retained him, right, even with J.K. Dobbins. They just gave him some money, mm-hmm. put some cheese on his taco because they appreciate, you know, his contributions. Now, listen, they'll go out and they'll get to the waiver wire and they'll get somebody. I mean, I would look no further than somebody who knows this offense like the back of their hand in Mark Ingram, who they let go because of the emergence of J.K. Dobbins. Well, if you go down to Houston, they just stockpiling people because they're like OKC. Right, they just grab people and wait for people to come to them and say, hey, I need one of these. Like, oh, let me go in here. All right, what you need, a running back? All right, I got two of those. What you need? You need a quarterback?
For shopping.
I got five of those. Right, you can go discount because they're trying to build for the future, right? And they're going to eventually cash in Deshaun Watson. But all they have to do is go back and go get Mark Ingram, who's in a loaded backfield right now in Houston, and give up a 7 or 6 round draft.
And we saw, obviously, the Rams had to do the same thing as they had injuries, obviously, Akers being out, but also injuries to Henderson. So they have to make that move to figure out if they can get some depth to do that with Sony Michel. So we'll see what the Ravens end up doing here. Download the Overheard podcast for curiously delightful conversations overheard around National Geographic's headquarters, presented by City Advantage Platinum Select Card, the card built for your next adventure. There's a lot more certainly to get to on this show, but that's an injury again, fantasy football, everything else, but that division alone, that is certainly one to watch, as the Ravens are a team that you would argue, you know, should be a contender in that division, no doubt about it. So injuries that we've seen in the preseason, that's certainly one of them that is at the very top of the list. Not just NFL season, college football season officially underway, and we do have a question to ask coming up next. Will a contender be already out of the playoff picture 1 week into the season? We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.